This time of season,
I don't mess with wine.
Right. We'll say, so we're going to do in Yirtzeh Hashem a little bit of a... I've seen this now for the first time also, and we saw a little bit earlier for the first time, but I've never really learned through any of his other inyonim other than really what we're doing. So this is a little bit of uncharted water. So we'll see. This is in Chalakim Vav through Zayin. Still in the same Sefer Bilvavi Mishkan Evne. So he said the following. So Midas Hanikayo. So what happens? So remember, this is literally the Midah of cleanliness. So what's the pshat? It says, so this is very important because this frames all of the Hachanas of Pesach in an important way. So he says, Kol Zman Lechol Matzav Sha'adam Nimtzavo. Every time and every matzah, every situation that a person finds themselves in, Alav Lihios Moda Shezeu Chelek Bilti Nefrad Me'avodas Hashem Humutalas Alav. He has to understand that it is a different piece of the Avodas Hashem that's on him. He wants to know what that means. This segues very nicely into what we were learning in the past weeks, which is that Avodas Hashem is a part of everything we do. Or to say maybe a little bit differently, everything we do is supposed to be a form of Avodas Hashem, which of course, you know, if you go back to what we were learning throughout the past weeks, if the whole idea is to remain in a constant state of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the only way of doing that is if I'm able to make every single thing that I do into a piece of my Avodas Hashem. That's, by the way, that's ultimately, I think, maybe I asked this, someone else last week about how you could constantly think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu when, by definition, you have to be involved in other things. So the answer, which we'll get to, Meretz Hashem, you know, in a couple of years, you know, but the answer ultimately is by turning everything you do in life into Avodas Hashem. So every single thing that I do, I have to figure out a way in which I'm serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a result. Ein afkamina, ima isek ubaruchnius, oy mo begashmius. We'll say, listen, this is gold. It doesn't make a difference if you're doing something ruchni, like learning or davening or doing chesed, which obviously is a spiritual pursuit. That's obviously Avodas Hashem. But it's not just true in the spiritual realm. Even if you're doing something material, something physical, I'm working. So we'll say, we all know that even in the course of one's workday, there are multiple ways that you could turn every single aspect of what you do into Avodas Hashem. You do business honestly. You treat people nicely. You pay your workers on time. You make sure not to break any laws. You go ahead. So these are all things that turn a person's Gashmi Avoda into Avodas Hashem as well. Li'olam b'chomatzo v'chol zman. In every situation, every time. B'chol nekudesh sha'adam nifkash ima b'chayim. Whatever you're doing in life, there is always a nekuda. There's always some aspect of Avodas Hashem involved. Okay, so that's piece number one. And that's the truth is, this by itself is a very important idea because, you know, this is important hashkafically as well. Because, you know, again, without getting too immersed in hashkafa, because, you know, often the line between hashkafa and politics often is blurred. But that's why sometimes when people try to say that you can either be an Oved Hashem or you can be in the world, right? You could either be an Oved Hashem or you could work. It's pashut not true. It's based on a fundamental misunderstanding that the only form of Avodas Hashem is the only way to serve God is ben kol sabeis medrash. It's not true. And that's what the Mechaber saying, by the way, just for full disclosure. The Mechaber lives in Bnei Brak. So right, he's not of the modern crowd. But this is a very important yesod over here. I'm saying, like, if Rasal Veitchik wrote this, okay, you can say it's the Rav, it's Torah Mada. But what he's saying over here, and this is a very important yesod, is that life is not an either or. Everything you do has to do Avodas Hashem. If you're learning, of course, because we know they could learn and not be serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? I give a shiur at 5:45 in the morning. I see people, Baruch Hashem, who are there, but they're not necessarily learning. Now, they get incredible schar for being there, right? But so you could learn and not be Avodas Hashem, but you could also work, and it could be Avodas Hashem if through what you're doing for your parnasa, you are sanctifying the name of Him, being Mekadesh Shem Shamayim, that's called Avodas Hashem. And by the way, I want to be clear, being Mekadesh Shem Shamayim in the workplace is no less kiddush shem shemaim, sanctification of heaven, than being mekadesh shem Hashem in the Beis Medrash. They're not like once here and once here. It's not like, oh, whatever, you couldn't be mekadesh shem shemaim in the Beis Medrash, so you might as well go out to work and try to be a half-decent human being and Jew. It's not true. If you sanctify the name of God in the workplace, you are on the same exact level as one who sanctifies HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis Medrash. And that's, if somebody tells you otherwise, they're not telling you full truth. That's unequivocal MS, unequivocal MS, that they're both Mekadesh Shem Shamayim. So that, and that's to say, every single Nakuda that you have in life, there's an element of sanctifying Kodesh Baruch Hu's name. Yesh Eifo Lizbonim, Bechomatzav Shinishkaf, and Mahu Amatzav, Umay Yavod, Hashem will tell us, I'll call you Dibimatzav Zeh. But the Chap is like this. So it sounds so pashut when you say it. What's a little bit more difficult is that sometimes the way in which a certain situation lends itself to Avodas Hashem is not immediately clear. Sometimes you find yourself in a situation, you need to figure out, okay, how am I serving the Ribono Shel Olam in this circumstance? So look what he writes. B'shvuos ha'charonim, ob'yom ha'charonim, k'neses yisrael shomrei Torah mitzvos, amelim utarachem mechalakochos, lidog shechalila lo yikashlu b'lav delo b'bal yira'o b'al yimotze. So the Chava writes that, you know, in the latter days, so Klal Yisrael is very careful to avoid anything Abayi Rabayi Matzei Chametz, right? We do anything and everything to avoid Chametz. Rubam kikulam oskim b'kiyum tzivoy haTorah shivas yamim so'ar lo yimatzei b'batzeichem. So most people try to go ahead and uphold the law that for 7 days no Chametz should be found in your home. Zeu hashoresh mimenu matchila ha'avoda. So remember, I will say, the getting rid of the chametz, making sure your house is clean from chametz, so that's not the ends, that's a means. That's where the avoda starts. Aval kimuvan, shehi mista'efes v'holeches el dvarim, she'in lahem shaychos yeshira, v'chor le'inyan Pesach. But he says, but this, what begins ultimately again, as an avoda of cleaning, ultimately really evolves and turns into something more profound and something that at first glance is not only related to Pesach. Now, what does this mean? Let's analyze this a little bit more. So here's what we have to try to figure out. We have to try to figure out, ultimately again, how can we take these hachonas? Now I'll say the truth is, if there's one thing that feels mamish less than spiritual, it's what? It's what? It's cleaning for Pesach, right? Cleaning for Pesach, Pashat does not feel like Avodas Hashem, just the opposite, it feels like Avodas Parech, right? It feels like we're recreating that which we had in Egypt. That part of that, by the way, is just an aside, that's because we've gone a little bit crazy, right? You know, Rav Shlomo Aviner, who is the chief rabbi of Beit El, he's the Rosh Yeshiva of Ataret Kohanim in the old city, in the Muslim quarter in Yerushalayim. So he every year he puts out like a short little piece about how to clean for Pesach. This is what he is, Rav Aviner, saying how to clean for Pesach, and it's funny what he writes in there. He says, you know, there's no chiyuv to move the refrigerator to try to find the Cheerio that may have fallen under there, and there's no chiyuv to go ahead and move the beds and do this and do that, and there's no chiyuv to launder the curtains and to do. A person wants to do those things, that's absolutely fine, as long as the person is clear what the halacha mandates and what, you know, you want to do out spring cleaning. That's a person's own decision. So his whole idea over here is, but yet the cleaning for Pesach is part of the hachana and ultimately has to become a form of avodas Hashem. So part number one is, how do we find avodas Hashem in the cleaning and preparation? And next, how does that avodas Hashem ultimately, and I will say there's a carryover, a little bit what's scary about this is, we're in Chelek Aleph of this series. We're now reading in Chelek Zayin, and he's still talking about Kirvas Hashem. So it gets me a little bit, right? It's a little bit scary, so we've got a long time on this. In any event, how does this process of cleaning ultimately yield this Kirvas Hashem? So look what he writes.
Did the Rav ever read the introduction? The Hanbada from the Shimshon Pinkus?
No, what does he write?
Anyone here ever read it?
I haven't yet, right.
It's unbelievable. He essentially writes the story of how pretty much when he was a bachur, he everyone left the dira, and he realized, I think, like the roof or the marpesa or whatever that was shared by everyone in the dira, and the building was not cleaned. And it's the Mishnah Berurah brings down that that's one of the halachos of cleaning. So he writes that he started cleaning, you know, and he said he said he was thinking, you know, it hit like midnight, and he's thinking, he opened up the thing, and he was like, oh my gosh, the place was a disaster. No one ever opened it up in like 20, you know, like 25 years. Wow. He's thinking, all right, you know, I really want to do the mitzvah, but this is not really my responsibility. You know, I mean, it's kind of, you know, I've got other dear mates, I've got, you know, there's other people in the building. And he's like, you know what? I said I'm going to do, you know, the bedika, and I'm going to do, I really want to be mekayim in the mitzvah.
Wow.
And he's like, you know, so I got the sponge out, and I got everything out. And he said, I'm cleaning, and he's going through, you know, every crack and crevice. And he's like, you know, he said, and by the time he finished, he realized it was already time to go daven.
Wow.
You know, it was like the morning. And he writes that, you know, he's like, oh, I had no time to prepare for the Seder. I had no time to do anything. I was just cleaning. I'm going to be so tired, you know, and you know, then, he, you know, one errand led to another. And he said it came to time for Yontif, and he said he was completely, like, tired, you know, and hadn't done any preparation. You know, and he said then the Seder hit, and he said he just had, like, a second win. You know, and he said he just felt like the best Seder ever had in his life. And he goes on to write, and he said, oh, you know, this is just unbelievable. From being the kind of mitzvah like I thought I was going to,
wow,
like Kiruv Hashem, you know, he said, okay, this is just crazy, you know. And he said, oh, I just hope it lasts. And he said, and then it lasted throughout the month. And he said, okay, that was great, you know, I'm glad I did it, you know, but how much longer could this last? And he said, and then he writes, it went through Chol HaMoed, and then it went through Shabbos, and he said, and he ends off from writing saying, essentially, because I was able to climb this mitzvah, you know, that's what I am today. To appreciate, wow, you know, so it's actually very,
very powerful. Very take powerful. A look. Yeah. I don't think I have, what's the name of the Haggadah?
I don't know.
It's something, Shem.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm going to take a look. Beautiful.
It's a beautiful, beautiful. It's right in here.
Beautiful. Good, so let's see a little bit weiter. Wow. All right, my wife would be very happy to hear that.
I thought he was going to say that he worked too hard.
That he worked too hard. should have taken it easy a little bit.
Back a little.
All right, so let's get a little lighter. So, Shlilas Hamilumada. So, let's see what this means. Hanakuda Pshutahi. Shebechol Davar Tzarech Limzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Fine. So, the obviously, in everything we do in life, we have to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning that we have to make sure that everything we do is somehow a part of Avodas Hashem. Ein Yotzim Min HaKlal B'Nekuda Zu. And the truth is, this is no different. Kisha Adam Nigash LaHaschil L'Nakos HaSavai Sukidoma. When a person begins to go out and clean his house, Reishis Alav Lishtol Es HaMilumada. What does that mean? So first of all, he has to go ahead. Now, Lishtol Es HaMilumada means he has to take away Milumada. I guess the good English word for it would be habituation. Right? Like Mitzas Anoshe Milumada. Rote or habituation. What does that mean? So the house has to be clean. Everybody cleans. Gam as gam hu menakeh. B'shana she'avra v'gam lefnei shana sayim hu nika. Memela ein shum siba she'gam hashana lo yaseh zos. So in other words, now let's first follow this train of thought for a second. So a person goes ahead and a person begins to clean for Pesach. So why am I cleaning for Pesach? Let me why am I cleaning for Pesach? I cleaned last year for Pesach. I cleaned the year before for Pesach for thousands of years.
Like why you light
Shabbos candles, right? Right, the mimetic tradition, right? This is what's done. You clean for Pesach. Kulam yodim shebaosa masim shal nikayon avayis mekayim mitzvas asim midoraisa. Everyone knows when you clean the home, you're fulfilling a biblical obligation of getting rid of the chametz. V'chein mitzvas lo sase aval bina yediyah hazu lematzav bo noson ha'adam b'shas nikayon. So very nice. I know technically speaking, before I begin my preparations, I know that I have a mitzvah. The mitzvah is to get rid of the chametz. And I know that by getting rid of the chametz, I fulfill a positive commandment. And I also sidestep the violation of a prohibition of possessing chametz over Pesach. Fine. That's all before I start. However, again, when I actually begin to clean, what am I thinking about? Hamercha gadol. The truth is, there is a great divide between what I was thinking before the act and what I was thinking and what I'm thinking during the act. What does that mean? Ba'ofen tivi, adam she'eino otzer es atzmo ma'at u'misbonin. So the truth is, a person who doesn't stop a little bit in order to contemplate, shakua rak b'shelos misug, eich lenakos, ma lenakos, v'kama lenakos. During cleaning, what is a person preoccupied with? How should I clean? What should I clean? How much do I have to clean? Hakesher bin ma'asov lebin HaKadosh Baruch Hu kim'at v'ne'avad ligamre chas v'shalom. I will say, the truth is, this is true not just by Pesach, this is true very often whenever we get into the details, of a mitzvah. You know, so what is he saying? He's saying here, before I start, I'm sitting over here, we're relaxed, learning Torah together, so we think about cleaning Pesach, see, oh, mamish, it's a mitzvah. It's incredible, right? Asay, sidestep, low sasays. But then mamish, like when your sleeves are rolled out and you've got the mats of the car on the street and you're schwitzing and the vacuum cleaner breaks and it's backed up and you find a lollipop stuck to the whatever. You wonder, where did this come from? What are you thinking? You're thinking about who you're going to kill, right? That's number one. But you're for sure not talking about a college park. You know what else this comes up? I find this comes up all the time. By when you're putting up your sukkah, right? So yeah. Mamish sukkahs, it's right. Mamish like Anane HaKavod, right. And it's incredible. And then what happens? And then mamish, when it comes to Sunday morning, the piece doesn't fit. Who took the screw? Right? Every single year, it's gone. Right? And then what happens? And if the kids are helping, they start fighting with stuff. And it's the most ungodly, like unspiritual experience man could possibly have. So the Mechaper says, this is often what happens. And by the way, it's, you can plug this into so many different things, right? Erev Shabbos is supposed to be so halik, right? Erev Shabbos is supposed to be so holy. You know, Rav Soloveitchik writes in Sefer HaLetshuva, he says that what he misses most from his childhood is not Shabbos. He says in America there are plenty of Shomri Shabbos. He says in America, you know what we don't have? In America there are no Shomri Erev Shabbos. He says, I remember as a child, Erev Shabbos came, there was a different avira, there was a different atmosphere. It says in America, right, the pinnacle of spiritual accomplishment is what? I made it before the 18 minutes. I made it before the 18 minutes. Look at me. I'm ready like for my Rebbe card to be printed. So we use it because, again, even Erev Shabbos, like, it's hectic. It's hectic. And, you know, we often say, oh, it's the winter. They changed the clocks, right? But, you know, it's an amazing thing, right? Whether Shabbos starts at 4 o'clock or 8 o'clock, either way, it's like the same lachas. It's the same. So he says, like, sometimes we think about these things in the abstract, and they're holy and they're meaningful. But yet then when it comes b'shas maisa, like to do the act itself, I'm so famished with the details of it that it's really not spiritual anymore. I'm not really thinking, I'm going to get the job done, but I'm not thinking about God. This is Reishis Kol. In Reishis Kol, Imkein, Nidreshes Shalila Muchlates Shalom Elamada. So the first thing we have to do is we have to try to rid ourselves of habituation. See, we have to get rid of this idea that Pesach cleaning is just like a regular part of what we do throughout the year. We have to get rid of habituation. I will see what that means. L'hakir b'hakara berura, she'avodos ha'achona l'Pesach, hein avodas ha'shen yimuram. I really have to try to at least reinforce within myself that the act of cleaning for Pesach is avodas ha'shen. I have to start with that. Avodas Hashem. I will say, you see a pattern in his writings that clearly, in his approach to any of these situations, it's always that what begins the process is your thinking. Because sometimes it's a little bit easier to adjust your thinking even before you adjust your actions. So first, reinforce within yourself, cleaning for Pesach is Avodas Hashem. Why am I doing it this year? Because it's Avodas Hashem. Not because I did it last year, the year before, 10 years before, Jews have been doing it for centuries, for generations, but simply because it's Avodas Hashem. That's step number one. He says, La'achar mikein, yesh lahavin ma ve'ech. Then after I already tell myself that this is truly Avodas Hashem, then I can go ahead and figure out what? Ma, right? What is Avodas Hashem? What in this is Avodas Hashem? Ve'ech. And how can I fulfill my Avodas Hashem in this process? Aval kishem sha'adam nigash letfila, o le'isek ha'torah, mitoch ha'akorah, shezoi avodah savorei. But the same way that a person approaches tfila or learning with a recognition that the act of learning and the act of davening is a form of avodas Hashem, hein hadvarim gam ligam ligabe avodas hanikayon halalu. The same is true for cleaning. Okay. So we say, it goes on, im adam be'emes savar, She'in shum avoda sabori b'ma'asim elu. Because the problem is if a person feels that there is no avoda Hashem in these actions, kim'at ef shalomar, listen to what he says over here, she'asar lo la'asos. Now, this is a very dramatic statement. What he's saying is that if you don't feel that there is avodas habori. Now again, I want to be clear. Not that you don't feel b'shas maisa at the time when you're doing this. We'll discuss that. But if you don't conceptually understand that even the act of cleaning for Pesach is avodas habori, it is almost usher to do it. Now what does that mean?
Is a good way to get out of it.
I still feel it. I'm just not feeling it. So look what he writes. Shekein kivalim donu bala chovas halavavos as a klali yisodi. Because remember, the chovas halavavos taught us a very important principle. Shebein hamuter lo aser ein klum. That there's almost virtually, now what does this mean? There's no difference between mutter and aser. What does that mean? Ein divrei heter v'divrei rishos hakol mechlal. O bichlal ha-mitzvah, o bichlal ha-iser. So it's a very dramatic statement that requires a lot of explanation. But the B'chol Sal Levavo says, and it's a very important yesod, in life, there's no parav. There's no parav. That's what Rebbe said. The only place parav exists is in the kitchen. Right? There's no parav in life. Right? Either what you're doing is a mitzvah, or it's aser. Or it's aser. Which is hard for us sometimes to wrap our head around because we think of many situations that are gray, but it depends how you define iser. We'd say it differently. Everything in life is either tov or it's ra. You see, the difference is that we often think that ra means evil, but in reality, ra means anything that's what?
Not tov.
That's not tov. If you're not tov, you know, we just did this in the morning. We learned Mesilas Yesharim. And the Ramchal says, he quotes, this is in the Shara Zahirus, where he speaks out the idea of leading a contemplative life and thinking about your actions and thinking about the ultimate good that you're aspiring to. And he says that the essence of life, and it's a little bit overwhelming when you hear it, but he says the essence of life is to live life with the mantra of Ashrei Adam Mefached Tamin. Praiseworthy is the person who is always afraid. So the Gemara says, what do you mean always afraid? The Gemara says, Hahu B'divrei Torah Ksiv. Means with divrei Torah. What does that mean? Shlomo Melech was saying is praiseworthy is the person who always thinks or is always worried that he's not doing enough. In other words, we're both saying that, in other words, every single time in life I do something, if I can't say that it's unequivocally tov, then by definition it's ra. Then by definition it's ra. There really is no imity. But again, we just reformulate our definition of ra. Because very often we think ra means evil. We just have to translate ra as not, or not tov, not good. See, sing over here, the Chovas Halavavos says like this. Therefore, I will say, let's play this out. So therefore, if you don't hold that cleaning for Pesach is avodas Hashem, so if it's not avodas Hashem, then what is it?
It's ra.
It's ra, right? So can you imagine that? Right? By the way, never expected that one, right? Right? Never expected that one. And so if it's not avodas Hashem, so it's not tov, then by definition, it's ra. And if it's ra, then kivyochel, I shouldn't do it. Now, obviously, he's saying that tongue-in-cheek, because again, remember, we'll say, there's still the technical aspects of it, but he's trying to make a point. And his point is that if somehow my Pesach cleaning does not become avodas Hashem, i.e., it's not tov, then by definition, it becomes ra. Let's just do a little bit more, then we'll stop. So he says, chomish dragos b'tam avodas ha'achol. So listen to this. Ba'ofen klali, im nesponin b'inyin. If we think a little bit deeper with this, Nira, Shemeiver lemitzvas ase velos ase midorais shabir chametz. In addition, or really opposite, the positive commandment and the prohibition, biblical prohibition and biblical positive commandment to get rid of chametz. Avodas hanikayon asuya linvoa mikama v'kama tamim. The truth is, the avoda of cleaning could come about as a result of a variety of reasons. In other words, what Mechaber is going to suggest over here, which is something very interesting, which is that even if there wasn't a mitzvah aseh, a positive commandment to get rid of your chametz, or even if there wasn't a prohibition of retaining ownership over your chametz, there would still be other good reasons to clean. Look at page Reish Chafei. Efsharos achos, one possibility. Be'etzem, habal mitzido kim'at velo haya maschil la'avot, Vadai lo haya gomer, shekin rov ha'avodos shum ispakish lasos, ein lohem kim'at shum shayachos le'etzem bira chametz mi'abayis. Elamai, lo tov heyos ha'adam levado, ve'etzlo avodas hanikayon, na'asos amras le'kayim mitzvas chesed im b'nei beiso. What's it? You hear how wild this is? There's another good reason for chametz, for killing, family bonding. Family bonding. There is nothing that, you know, cleaning for, preparing for Pesach does one of two things for your family.
It
either tears you apart, right? Or it brings you together, right? But one way or another, it is going to have an impact on your family dynamic.
It brings people together?
It does bring people together, right? If done the right way, and benachas ruach, you know, you get the kids involved, right? The wife delegates certain things to the husband does what he's told, right? All of these things together.
I want to drink the rub's punch.
It's all a question of perspective. Yeah. All the question of perspective.
Is that called selling your house?
Is it called selling? Right. It's called. It's called going to a hotel. But what? So this is just very interesting. So what he's saying over here is that there are other positive byproducts that come from the stresses. What he's saying is, and the truth is, that in order to ready a home for Pesach, the truth is, it has to be a family effort. It has to be a family. You know, I never thought of this before. If you think about it, like, again, if done with the right kavanas and if done the right way, and not everybody terribly stressed out, you know, the kids are going through their bags and everybody's going through their pockets and this one's doing this and this one's doing that and the kids bring home the feathers and the thing. And so to a certain degree, again, it's everyone, you know, of course, then at the point in time where the kids are no longer helpful, right? And they're... Oh, right? So again, so he's saying there's a family bonding. Kolomar, Shalom Aleichem, what's your name?
Avi.
Nice to meet you, Avi. He says, Kolomar, Ein lo tachlis be'etzem kim b'mashu osa, el ikr avodaso hi la'asos nachasurach, l'sova v'moso. So the truth is, on one level, one could actually make the argument that when I'm cleaning, that there's an element of cleaning for Pesach. Remember, also what he's trying to say. He's trying to say that there are byproducts of this process that are important and impactful, even aside from Avodas Hashem. So even forget about mitzvos for just a moment. The idea that I'm doing something together with my family, you guys staged this very nicely, you came in right at the right time, right? That I'm doing something together with my family and that everybody's helping out and everybody's pitching in. Shem roim kein tachlis b'masazah zui efshar sachos. So again, I will say, whoever thought of this before, you know, it's amazing how everything in life is a matter of perspective. So suddenly, again, you took a potentially very stressful situation and you've turned it ultimately again into an incredible possibility for family bonding. Another possibility. Efshar Sashni Rabos. So all he's trying to show is how, again, even without the mitzvah, there'd be other potential positive byproducts that would come out of this process. Let's just do one more paragraph and then we'll stop. Efshar Sashni, the second possibility. Remember, second possibility as to what positive thing could come out of cleaning for Pesach. Hanefesh mitiv'ah eina soveles es halichloch. Listen to how beautiful this is. If there's one thing the soul can't stand, it's schmutz. It's schmutz. Dirt. The neshama wants to be clean. The neshama wants to be pure. V'hi mechapeses nikayom. What the soul wants more than anything is cleanliness. Kol adam benafsho. Every person in his soul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's be about teva, shenafsho doreshes nikayon. I will say every single person in his soul has this incredible desire for spiritual cleanliness. That's why, by the way, the proof to that is that deep down, what is our most wonderful day of the year? Deep down, Yom Kippur. Why? Because as hungry as I am, as tired as I am, as exhausted as I am, I know that my neshama is cleansed. And when you have that clean soul smell and that clean soul feel, because that's why the truth is, the time often that we're in the greatest high is Matzah Yom Kippur. Matzah Yom Kippur, like you go home and you know, you feel like a different person. And even though you're hungry and even though you're tired, but again, I'm cleansed. Ramat hanikayon mishtana minefesh lenefesh. Now, here's what's interesting. How much cleanliness one needs in their soul depends from person to person. Right, it's very important to sort. Yeshnam kilushani kayon etzlam huburama pechusa. There are some people that essentially, you know, are happy as long as nothing's on the floor, even if everything is shoved under the bed or thrown into drawers. So remember, externally it looks like there's some seder, but the truth is internally there's very little seder. Some people can get by like that. The yeshnam anoshim shem yoser kadosh. Shem Yosar Dakei HaNefesh, Shekol Lichluch Dak Meiv Al Nafsham. There are other people who are a little bit more of a mifunak, right? A little more fastidious. And what happens? They can't deal with anything out of order, right? Everything has to be clean. Everything has to be perfect. Right? Everything has to be perfect, right? Everything has to be duck. Everything has to be perfect. So says, listen to this. So he says that from cleaning for Pesach, we emerge with an increase. You know, very often, what we do is we do certain physical things to highlight spiritual dynamics. So what do? We clean our homes. We create clean and beautiful and pristine physical surroundings. And what message does that give us? That the same way that I have cleaned my physical home, I really need to clean up my spiritual home as well. Which, of course, by the way, fits very beautifully with the whole Kabbalistic motif of chametz representing the Yetzer Hara. And so the act of ridding the home from chametz is supposed to, it's misamel, it's supposed to symbolize the idea of ridding the chametz from within as well. But it's such a beautiful idea. So if nothing else, forget about the mitzvah, the reis, and the mitzvah, forget about any of that. The act of cleaning my physical domicile, by definition, reminds me that I need to take stock and clean my spiritual inner abode. All right, let's do one more piece, then I'm really going to stop. You twisted my arm. Let's just finish this, and with this, we'll stop for tonight. Eshar Sashlishis, the other possibility, Rabbi says, also, it's incredible. Sha'adam Ohev Seder. Rabbi say, what do people crave more than anything? Just some people know they crave it. Some people don't yet know they crave it. What do people need? Order. Order. Order is exceptionally important in life. You need to have Seder. Kol Hashana Kidarko Shal Olam. Ish ledarko pana. So what happens? Very often over the course of the year, we don't have Seder, right? We're all over the place. However, pam bishana, who misyashev la'aso Seder b'veiso, o b'chavatzav. You know what cleaning for Pesach does? Cleaning for Pesach does, creates a Seder. I know, you know, my wife puts on my schedule, the kitchen is going to be kashered at this time. At this time, it's an amazing thing. Like, it's not that I will get around to, and I'm just like, everybody, like, there's a Seder. This is going to get done here. This is going to get done there. This is going to get done here. It reminds us that Seder, that order, is very important in life. So, Bosai, what comes out of this, we'll stop over here, but what comes out of here is he just, and we'll see where he goes with this in Meretz Hashem next time we learn. But you see what he's saying here is that even aside from the mitzvah d'oraisa, there are powerful lessons to be learned from the act of cleaning itself. Number one, that we all need time to bond with our families. Sometimes it only comes about because we have to get things done, but family bonding, doing activities that bring the family together is exceptionally important. Number two, ultimately, the nefesh does not want dirt. There's too much schmutz that sometimes accumulates on the nefesh, and every once in a while a person has to make sure to clean out the spiritual home, to clean off, to dust off the neshama, to get rid of the schmutz. The way we remind ourselves about that is by cleaning out our physical homes. And number three, that sometimes in life we're all over the place, it's important to understand that Seder, having it on, I will say this is true in everything in life. It's true with our learning, it's true with our davening, it's true with our marriage, with our relationships, with our work, with everything we do. There has to be Seder. And certainly one of the things that cleaning for Pesach highlights is the ultimate need for Seder throughout every day. So we'll stop over here for today.
I feel like we're almost ready for
Yom Kippur. I know. Just like it's a Hisorus.
That famous story, the father went to visit his son in the yeshiva, and he went to his dorm room, and just saw the way the dorm room looks, he knew right away that he's matzliach and his learning, because everything was Seder.
100%. 100%.